DX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on ABC's Good Morning America condemning the prosecutor at the International Criminal Court who is seeking an arrest warrant for Netanyahu and Israel's defense minister for crimes against humanity.
It's not serious. He's out to defame Israel, and he's also pouring gasoline on the fires of anti-Semitism that are spreading around the world.
The ICC is also seeking warrants for three Hamas leaders. Former President Donald Trump is not expected to testify today at his criminal trial. His defense expected to rest today after more testimony from defense witness Robert Costello. President Biden will visit New Hampshire today and announce a major milestone of the implementation of the PACT Act, with 1 million claims generated for veterans who were exposed to burn pits and other toxic conditions in Iraq and Afghanistan. One person was killed, several hurt when a Singapore Airlines flight from London encountered turbulence. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak's new Borealis route from the Twin Cities to Chicago starts rolling today with 8 stops in Wisconsin. It's the second daily round-trip passenger train on the route, doubling passenger train service across the state. One-way tickets start at $41 with discounts for many groups. Immigration is a political issue as far north as Wisconsin. Whitewater has become a focal point. City Council President Patrick Singer says immigrants are welcome, but there are challenges.
Wisconsin municipalities are not flush with cash. So our community, and as are many others, dealing with a lot of demand for services without the proper financial resources to be able to provide that.
Singer speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A home in Dane County went up in flames, likely after being struck by lightning yesterday. It happened in the town of Union, southeast of Brooklyn. You can even see a giant stripe of ash where it looks like the lightning hit. No one was hurt. The Madison School Board approved its long-range facilities plan at its meeting last night. Their renovation priorities would include Shabazz High School, 5 middle schools, and 8 elementary schools. According to school board member Maya Pearson, the top request is air conditioning.
One of the things that I was hearing from staff and parents was that our buildings are hot. I don't think as a child I want to go to a school that's 100 degrees every single day, right? As well as working in a building that is possibly falling apart.
The board could make final changes to the plan next month. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers lose in extra innings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Marlins 3-2 after 10 innings. Joe Ross only threw 15 pitches. Before leaving with a sore back, he's headed to IL. Manager Pat Murphy.
When you try to win a game and you lose a one-run ball game, you're going to tax your pen sometimes. So when your starter goes one, that's, you know, and we were in position to win. You know, it was just, this was like kind of a takeaway. You know what I mean? And credit to the Marlins, and they kept fighting, and credit to them.
The crew is now 1-3 for the road trip. The Marlins have won 5 of their last 6. NFL, Vikings receiver Justin Jefferson skipping OTAs until he gets a new contract. Packers' Matt LaFleur asked if he needs a fourth quarterback behind Love, Sean Clifford, and rookie Michael Pratt in camp.
We'll see. It's pretty fluid like it is every year. You know, different circumstances come up and then you adjust, but it is challenging to rep a bunch of quarterbacks. Just to divvy those out, it can be challenging.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and some could be severe later this afternoon into this evening. Hail, damaging straight-line wind gusts, even tornadoes will be possible, along with the potential for some heavy rainfall amounts of 1 to 2 or more inches. We'll get to 77 for a high today. Be weather aware, these storms could develop quickly. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Hi, Gordy Kopke here. When I first invited folks to my farm 40 years ago, I could never have dreamed that would become the area's largest greenhouse. With a focus on quality plants at reasonable prices and a special emphasis on customer service, we have received the People's Choice Award as Madison Area's Best Greenhouse. Located 2 miles east of Oregon in the beautiful town of Dunn, I invite you out to see why we are not only the area's largest greenhouse, but also the best.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
On a 2 for Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, we'll give you the update in the Trump trial, Manhattan, and Dom and Crude, that's two.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
What are we talking about? We're talking about the legalities of eating beaver. That's just ridiculous. So I eat beaver. It's fine. No one's going to get in trouble for doing it.
Okay, you know I had to open with that.
You know you're keeping that forever.
Because I was just working blue in Albuquerque, so I have to...
Yes, you were.
I have to ease back in. I know a lot of stuff. You know, I take one day off, Jody, and I... Let me just... let's just review. What did I miss? Donald Trump's one witness act like such an a-hole that the judge had to clear the entire court?
Yes.
Okay, and...
Are you staring me down? The judge said.
Uh-huh. And he, called for Biden's execution over the weekend.
Yeah.
Also talked about having a third term.
Uh-huh.
And a Third Reich.
Oh, Third Reich, his ad uses the word, literally uses the word Reich. Did I miss anything significant? Was there any? Oh, he also said that he created Minneapolis and he won Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of those things are true. Okay. Hi.
I'm dressed like you because I want to, because I'm, you know, I'm Trump-like.
Jody was going to wear her new Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Save the World.
She didn't.
Look, the baseball shirts are here. Aren't they fantastic?
I am not a baseball shirt person, but you made me wear it.
Yes, I did. Did you see the four guys in the red ties? They're called the Four Treasons. Yeah. Get it?
Uh-huh. I get it.
Wow, they are down to, like, Z-list. Who is there? Only Crooks, Bernard Carrick, and who else was there?
Bernie Carrick was? I thought he was in jail. I thought they finally got him in jail.
That's the thing. The Trump supporters showing up, you're like, isn't that guy in jail? Oh, he's out of jail.
Okay.
Alrighty then.
Alrighty. Okay then. That's a light dusting of just what we've become so numb that we're just normalizing that.
At least Rudy was served.
Yes, that was
on his birthday.
On his 80th birthday.
Oh, I'd give anything for a hidden camera.
This is despicable. Get your hands off me. It's my birthday.
He was served by someone who was singing him happy birthday. That is amazing.
Suffering succotash. Get your hands off. Put it on me.
And then, of course, he did his stupid, you know, boasty thing a day before.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they'll never come and get me, coppers. He'll never take me.
When you're that public and tell everybody where you are,
when you're
kind of easy to find you.
You idiot.
Uh-huh. I was backstage with Valerie Plame. She was waiting to go on, and I broke the news to her. She's like, what?
How cool a chick is Valerie Plame?
She's a cool chick.
And by the way, thank you, Albuquerque. What a...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, did I tell you? I didn't know what was happening before the show. I hear this... I was like, what happened? Chris just walked on stage. He put Branzola's clock out there and
set a clock down.
Completely in the dark. And the crowd was like, I was like, oh, this is going to be a good show.
I was sitting at the front door checking like the VIP people in. So everybody saw me anyway as they were walking in.
Once you see you, it's never.
It's different.
Yeah. Wait till Jody walks on stage.
I know, right?
Yeah. It's going to be... Bedlam. All right. But anyway, here, do you want to feel 1,000 years old, Chris? Could I get some nostalgia music?
I already do feel 1,000 years old.
Yes, it obviously takes mommy a day to recover now from. My body clock's all. I think I went to sleep at like 4 o'clock yesterday. Then I was up half the night. I don't. My body doesn't know what's happening.
Did you watch a Julia Roberts movie?
Not the one on Netflix, though.
No.
No.
But Jody and I have a date. And I told her
she's gonna. She wants Lonnie's, me to go into Lady Lane.
Lonnie's pretty. Yeah, no, we just. Okay. We'll use this. Okay. Lonnie's pretty, but I'm like, I can get you to take a dip in a Lady Lake. We have a date to go see President Biden.
I could sue her for that.
You certainly could. You could. Yeah, why don't you bring it up to HR?
Ron, mm-hmm. George,
George.
Casey.
George is not HR.
I'm in charge of all of them.
Yeah.
What's your concern, little lady?
I could legally sue you.
Well, you know what? Can I just say nice? Okay. Oh, we have a date to meet President Biden, President Obama, Julia Roberts, George Clooney, and Jimmy Kimmel here in L.A.
All right.
Lindy Lee invited us to a fundraiser.
That's cool.
Okay. She's hopefully going to, if she's out here, she'll come in studio.
I would love that.
That would be great.
Her.
Very exciting.
That would
be fantastic.
Yeah, very exciting. Jody, of course, will have to dress me. I know. Trust me, I know.
We don't even know what the dress code is at this point.
No, we do not. But Lindy Lee, she knew who Jody's mom was, and she's like, oh, my God, you two are royalty. I'm going to flag that you're coming. And I'm like, good, because we bought the cheapest ticket, so we're not in the She told me what the packages are. I was like, oh, no, we can't. No. We work in our basement. We're in Progressive Radio. We don't.
Right.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Maybe help fund Progressive Radio and yes. Could afford to.
If I had that money, I'd be working in my basement.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Nostalgia music. This is where Chris and I realize that we are 11 billion years old.
Oh, yes. This.
So, you know, Audra, our Charlie Rangel impersonator.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah. It technically was an impersonation of...
That girl.
It was an impersonation of Jim's impersonation of Charlie Rangel. Who once called Jim that mimic.
Right.
When he came on the
that
show.
That mimic.
That mimic is going to get me in trouble.
That's exactly what he said. And that was hysterical.
Tyson is Audra's dad. Hold, please. Tyson in Albuquerque.
Uh-huh.
Subject line, I reveled in your Revel show. That's funny because it was at the Revel Center.
The Revel Entertainment Center.
He reveled in it. That's funny. Mom, I love you with the heat of 1,000 suns. Just got home from Albuquerque Sexy Liberal Save the World tour performance. It was nice to finally meet Chris's muscles in person. Thanks for making him sit outside the venue for our amusement. He's traveling eye candy.
Yeah, you know, can't help it.
John, Hal, Angela, and Francis were hilarious as usual. You were raunchy, inappropriate, and overly sexual. In other words, perfect. Chef's kiss.
You were spraying your cooter with something.
Yeah, it's the Lumi commercial bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I stole your line about Christy Noem's goat just needed Lumi.
Oh, okay. Well, you know.
She needs a little veg spray. She
I am
be alive today.
I'm
what?
Here to serve you. As you can
Thank
tell
you.
By my shirt.
Thank you. Thank you. I did tell Valerie to play my masturbate to her ad for Congress where she's driving the car.
Really?
What was her reaction?
I'm like, I know you're straight married. I just can I say? Same reaction when I use the word liquor in front of Mark Pocan. I can't let me out of the house. Right.
Pocan.
I love that it's that part and not the liquor that I used in front of a congressperson that
has we're already over that.
He's a homo, so he's heard everything.
I don't leave my house, and this is why I cannot be. You're going to need my Wrangler at this Biden thing, because
I'm very good about that.
God knows what I'm going to say to Julia Roberts.
Don't latch on to Obama like a koala, please.
Or Ms. Roberts.
I did last time I met him.
I know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ron was with me. Okay, got to go. Secret Service, let go.
I already had an FBI background check to meet presidents, so I should be fine.
Okay, yeah, you're good. Okay, so Tyson says Audrey, our Charlie Rangel impersonator, was unable to attend this time because she's a third-year med student. Because I am 11 billion years old. It's this kid is, yeah. She is Audrey. Is a third-year med student.
Uh-huh.
So she's busy.
And has no free time. Yeah. Thanks for coming to town and bringing the money. I promise to vote Biden in blue up and down the ticket this November. Tyson in Albuquerque.
There you go.
Audrey's dad.
Now, what is she studying in med school? Is it plastic surgery? Because that would be awesome.
Something that can help Mama. Oh, my God. So can I say, Chris, you saw I was reading my friend Joe Madison's book on the plane, our late, great Black Eagle from here at Sirius XM. And I what a life. I mean, what a beautiful life of activism. And it just broke my heart. He talked in there about his wife had, you know, just had a stroke and he was dealing with a recurrence of prostate cancer. And but just talked about, you know, it's time to pass the torch to the next generation. He has this fascinating life of activism and obviously a brilliant broadcaster. Thieved the Radio Hall of Fame Award away from me.
Hey, we got last couple Fridays ago show that we could submit.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
The one with no guests and no phone calls? That one.
Anyway, but
the one that nobody heard?
Here was my point. Here was my point, Christopher.
Okay.
By the way, you're too nice to him. When he starts doing all that right-wingy buzzkill, you know, blocking, clutch the pearls.
Oh, God. What do I do now?
You need me here. You need me on this wall.
You have no idea how many people came up to me in Albuquerque
and
said,
"You're a naysayer.
You're always right.
No,
I agree with you more than Stephanie."
Ass kissers. Oh, my
you
God.
Have
Chris
no
has more ass-kissing sickle fans.
How many people said that
to me? Oh, my God. They're just trying to make you feel good because you're pretty. Okay. Here's my point. Uh-huh. Joe Madison would always say to callers on his show, "What are you going to do about it?"
Mm-hmm.
And you guys played in Ellie Mastal. Clip, I think, yesterday. Mm-hmm. By the way, show's fantastic without me. We ought to think about that. Oh, you already have. Okay. But I think you were talking about the Supreme Court.
Right.
And he said, the question is not what, you know, they're going to do, is what are we going to do about it?
Right.
And I was reading Joe's book, and I scrawled on my little,
You took notes?
No, but it reminded me. Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
Because I thought there might be a test on Joe's book. It's fantastic. Get it? Okay. Radioactive.
Right.
Get it? That was the name of my off-Broadway show. Because everybody in radio thinks it's the first time they was done it.
You need to give a
Stephanie Miller Radioactive, everybody.
You need to give a performance of that one-woman show to Patreon subscribers.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember it. Oh, it was awful.
You have to have it written
down
somewhere.
The one John Kennedy Jr. came to and left his scarf, and there was a whole thing in the New York Post about it. I was holding it hostage. Okay, where am I?
I don't know.
No, it reminded me what Joe always says about what are you going to do about it. It's reminded me not to get depressed and feel powerless, but to double and triple down, because you were asking, Chris, because as you do, buzz-killing, blocking naysayer. But you said, like, what is anybody doing about the Electoral College? And I think you're right. It's like, rather than letting us feel overwhelmed and depressed, let's double and triple down. Let's demand Supreme Court, not just resignations, recusals. I don't know what we'll get, but we can certainly demand it. Resignations, recusals, expanding the court.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get what you were saying. Biden probably can't say it now.
No.
But you know what? It's perfectly legal, like you were pointing out.
Mm-hmm.
We have 13 circuits. We should have 13 Supreme Court. It's not like, you know, right-wing that's totally against the rules, like Mitch McConnell's pulled on the Supreme Court.
Yep.
This is totally within the bounds of the rules and the Constitution. Oh, sorry. Stop my own music. I played myself off.
What?
But, yeah. So I think that's one of the things. Just let's get such huge majorities we can do all that. I just say let's not give up. Let's double and triple down on democracy. I'm tired of us going, oh, well, we can never do it. We can never change the Electoral College. And you were right, Jody. It's completely racist. And
there
I just say let's double and triple down. Let's not feel like, oh, we just can. No one, they're not going to recuse and we won't. Probably not. But I'm glad at least Dick Durbin is calling for it,
mm-hmm.
you know. And, I mean, we should start with resignation and then maybe get recusal. You can tell they're scared about this Alito thing.
Yeah.
When you got Lindsey Graham talking about it, saying it was not the best of ideas. Yeah, absolutely.
Lindsey Graham, wow.
He's
in a snit. He's in a stand. Clutched
his pearls.
Yep.
Literally.
His pearl necklace?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, it was like that was my opening joke in Albuquerque, Jody, is that I ate the green and red chilies and I a brick large enough if, like, Ketanji Brown Jackson had flown a Black Lives Matter flag. The right wing would have... That's how large the brick would have been that they... Right?
The red and green chilies will do that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes. Okay. Oh, I need my thing.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Hey, we have, what is somebody tweeted that Charlie's Pierce is like saltwater taffy? Oh, here it is. Rick says, what a delicious show today. Charlie Pierce is like a boardwalk saltwater taffy, while Tristan Snell is that white chocolate truffle.
Oh.
And America owes a big thank you, Stephanie and the crew, for bringing us only the best of American progressives. You're welcome for the taffy and the white truffle.
There some...
And then someone else said, how can Tristan Snell be so handsome? And I said, I will ask him.
Well,
I would
parents?
Like an, I would like an answer
his
to
parents,
that as well.
Perhaps?
And Charlie's not like the gross saltwater taffy, like
no.
the black ones that you get.
No, 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 it's oh, yummy.
Black ones, no. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No, it's black, the good stuff taffy. You get on Catalina Island. It's
yeah,
the
he's
really
like
good
the
stuff.
Good pink saltwater
taffy. Yeah, black
taffy
doesn't matter. No. I'm sorry. I don't. I just, I need someone needs to say it. Black licorice, also gross.
Yeah. The black taffy is
red licorice or not at all. Pardon me?
The black taffy is yeah. the licorice flavor. You
yeah.
don't
no.
that.
No.
No, you want the pink flavor, like a good strawberry chip.
Have we started our next Pop-Tart debate?
Have you ever had butter on a Pop-Tart?
Oh, my
it's
God.
So freaking
20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi. I feel like Bonnie and Clyde, as long as I leave the doc, I feel like if we did an experiment with a Dr. Marty leaves mm-hmm. and goes to, Dr. Marty's leaves and goes to Albuquerque, for instance,
right.
and not me, that would be
upset.
Traumatic.
Yeah, that would
me,
be
they're like, oh, you're back.
As long
Dr.
As the,
Marty's
as long
is still
as
here.
Dr. Marty's is here, yeah, you can leave.
Okay, it is. They just love it, love it, love it. I never have to worry about them when I'm gone. They have the best nutrition. And you know what? It's not that stuff. You got to take a freezer space and then you got to defrost it
no.
and it expires quickly and you got to cut it open. It's gloppy and it's blah. This is raw, freeze dried.
Right.
So that flavor is to the moon.
And back.
Right. And the ingredients, turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables, it is so, so good for them. And the flavor is amazing. Mm-hmm. The raw freeze-drying gives it a flavor and texture they find irresistible. Right now, get 54% off Nature's Blend, the best dog food in the world. Best cat food, too. Nature's Feast. Wow. And you get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
I like the producing, the executive producing, and especially the co-producing. But
Stephanie Miller.
But the best I've ever seen.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding, Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn upon the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready, waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library.
Stephanie Miller.
What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. I missed Rude Pundit yesterday, but he was fantastic.
He was.
And you pointed out I'll miss him next Monday because of Memorial Day.
Right.
And then I have Monday off after Seattle's
right.
Sexy Liberal.
Yeah. You're not going to talk to him until June.
June 10th. Yeah. So I have Rude Pundit needs. He and I give him the Eric Bolling Award for today. Mm-hmm. He says, so the Republican nominee is a rapist Nazi who's literally calling for a new Reich. And, but the Democrat wants cheaper drugs and health care for all. So you can see how that's a tough decision.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Amy Berger tweets, Trump talks about being a dictator on day one, threatens total abortion ban, deportation of immigrants, tax cuts for billionaires, literally uses Nazi lingo. Media. It's unclear what a second Trump term would look like, but one thing is clear. Joe Biden is old. Thank you all. We all need to be Eric Bollard now, like Karen in Chicago, who does it every day.
She does.
Hello, Karen.
You,
like,
hi,
some, like some people winter and summer in antique. That's how you bowlered, and I appreciate you.
That's right. Well, and Stephanie, as your suck up and sycophant, I'm reporting for duty this morning.
Yes.
To add to just what you said, that is 100% correct. The media is not framing this in the correct way. I mean, there's Joy Reid. There's a few people talking about Project 2025. It's not just Donald Trump saying it, because people can dismiss that as just, oh, you know, he's just talking. He doesn't really mean it. But there is a plan in place. And all you have to do is point people in the direction of Project 2025.
Yep.
I'm going to link to Project 2025 and some really useful resources, because when you ask what can we do, that's exactly what we can do. We have to sound the alarm. Because in the absence of the media, and Nicole Wallace does an hour segment, right? And she calls it American Autocracy, but she never mentions Project 2025.
Yeah.
It's not
well,
just hyperbole.
This is not
a conspiracy.
Look,
right.
We all hold each other up and inspire each other. And I just was really inspired, again, by reading my friend Joe Madison's book, where, you know, they want us to get dispirited and feel like nothing matters and the justice system doesn't work and
right.
Voting doesn't work.
Right.
And we got to double and triple and quadruple down on that, Karen, because we can if we get big enough
absolutely.
Majorities.
Absolutely. And give people, yeah, and provide people with the resources. Talk to people. Send them to vote.org, get registered,
mm-hmm.
make sure you're still registered,
yeah.
And just have a plan for Election Day in November. And I have to say, whenever I get tired, I think we have to black lady this, because black women,
black mama,
they are people, in, black mama this, because when black women are tired, guess what? They don't have the luxury of checking out.
Oh.
And, you know, they have to fight every
story.
Single day for everything.
Georgia, vote for Fani Willis today.
Yeah.
shove their misogyny and their racism up their ass in Georgia today.
Yep.
Pardon me. 29 minutes after the hour.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know Broadfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is more than 40 years old? The Metcalf family set up a brat tent in their grocery store parking lot to sell some brats to customers. That was 1983. The brat sales support local charities. Now can you guess the total amount raised? We'll have the answer coming up. These days, along with brats, there's something for everyone, including free music. Here's Michael Alexander.
75 bands from all over the country, and roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends each year.
So did you guess? 4 million brats over more than 40 years equals $2.5 million going back into the community to support more than 120 nonprofits. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Crime Prevention Council and the Ad Council.
Hey kids, let mom help with your science project.
This new mom wants her kids' science project to thrive. Too bad she hasn't cracked a science book since 1985.
A metathesis reaction?
Compounds, mixtures, and elements. Even this baking soda volcano is too big of an experiment. Whoa. Now she's completely forgotten the periodic table. Now she's burning a hole through the kitchen table.
Burning with science.
But her kids' love for the mom is truly transparent. Proof you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
Don't tell Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Dear, what have we done with Rachel Maddow? What? All right. Huh? All right, let's try again. Rachel Maddow. goddess of the airwaves. Huh. Oh, dear. Oh, who's cord? All right. Anyway, hold, please. You know what? I'll do a guess the quote. Chris? No, that's not the right one. Hold on. Okay, never mind. She was talking to Fonnie Willis. Should we try one more time? Here we go.
It'll be the same thing, but...
No? Yeah. Oh, dear. Okay. All right. She was talking about, she said, GOPers in Georgia formed a committee to investigate Fonnie Willis. Oh, pardon me. What I was just talking about. She said the head of that committee bragged that he's about to subpoena Willis to testify and hand over evidence to the Georgia State Senate. So, as I was saying, there's an election today. Please overwhelmingly reelect Fonnie Willis, who by all accounts has done a great job. And if you're against the investigators being investigated, the prosecutors being prosecuted, show a show of support to Fonnie Willis today. Are you feeling like it might happen?
No.
No. Oh.
There's something wrong with all of them now.
Just, oh.
They're fine on my end. Do you want me to send them to you?
Are you accusing Rachel Maddow of corruption?
No.
Have all of those been corrupted?
No, everything else works except for the Maddow ones.
Oh, dear.
I'll send it to you again.
Okay. All right. We'll try again. All right. Christopher, in the meantime, who said Justice Alito turned the flag upside down? Donald Trump turned the Bible upside down. MAGA turned the Capitol upside down. The Roberts Court turned the Constitution upside down. Let's set America right side up in November.
Snagglepuss.
No. Representative Jamie Raskin, star of Stage Screen and Sexy Liberal D.C.
Okay.
I'm hoping he will do our January Joe Biden second inauguration, D.C., Sexy Liberal. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Stephen Beschloss said the court romantics of Robert Costello is what you get when someone operates in the Trump orbit and thinks the rules don't apply to him. And he's entitled to rely on bullying behavior to do what he wants. That and a bunch of thugs in the courtroom to support Trump is a sour illustration of what we'll get if that man gets back in our White House. Thank you, Stephen. What an a-hole.
Yep.
I mean, it's not surprising that one guy testifying for Donald Trump acts like a total entitled a-hole.
Right.
He's rolling his eyes at the judge and audibly saying, you know, this is ridiculous. And what else did he say?
He said, ah, geez, or something like
that. I mean, every courtroom observer who has observed courts or been a lawyer for 11 billion years said, I've never seen this happen.
Ridiculous.
A judge have to clear the courtroom. And that, I mean, everybody is talking about how he has the most amazing judicial temperament, right. Judge Mershon. Even that was showing a lot of restraint. He did it so it was not in front of
the jury and the public.
I mean, when this guy is just acting like you just don't act like that in court.
Right.
But anyway, and plus, I mean, it's no wonder he's Rudy Giuliani and Bannon's lawyer, of course. And you can see how, like, he was too, you know, hanky even for Michael Cohen, who was crooking at the time, to hire. Like, he knew enough to know this guy's, I mean, in a circle of scuzzballs, that guy. Anyway, so I by the way, and then what was the, they came up with a picture of Trump and Schiller, right, when Cohen said he talked to both of them, which corroborated further what Michael Cohen said. Did they let that in, the picture?
Yeah,
I can't remember
I believe that the prosecution wants to bring back the CNBC or the whoever the reporter was that took the video.
Yeah.
And then the defense is going, no, you can't do that. Yeah, you can.
You know,
yeah, you can.
There's a mountain of evidence that corroborates Michael Cohen.
Right.
And that's just another, you know, and it was what, like a 90-second phone call or something. And it corroborates pretty much everything Michael Cohen has said before. We'll talk to Tristan Snell about all of it. But I'm so sick of the whole, like, even the breathless reporting bombshell and, oh, no, the prosecution's, eh. Oh, yesterday you did the breaking news with the, oh, my God, Michael Cohen stole money. Because up until now we thought he was a Boy Scout.
I want to know how they knew and didn't charge him.
That's
my question.
You raised a good point.
I mean, if they didn't press charges, that's up to them.
A good point, too. Why didn't they bring it up, you know?
Why didn't Michael tell him?
You don't get to deem yourself a good point.
No, I am a good point.
No, I will be the judge of whether it's a good point.
Well, why didn't the prosecution know? That's the question. Why didn't Michael Cohen tell them that?
Why didn't they bring it up?
But, you know, it's like, this is like a mob trial, you know? Yeah. They're like mobster. I mean, really, you think it's going to be a Boy Scout that testifies? It's the guy that did the criming for him, who's admitted he did the criming for him. Donald Trump famously doesn't pay people. So he's like, you know what? He stiffed me, so I took more of a reimbursement. And he also admitted it. It wasn't like a gotcha moment either. He's like, yep. You know, I mean, it's just, this is when they're saying any of these mob trial, any of the people testifying, of course, they're the people that did the crime. They're not some random, you know, altar boy, right? I mean, it's anyway. We shall see. But I Tristan Snell has a bunch of interesting tweets. All right, one more guess the quote, just because, you know, since you're feeling like you're always right.
I am always right.
Mr. Good Poet.
Everybody in Albuquerque told me I'm always right.
Oh, they're a bunch of sycophants. Who said Trump's Secretary of State called him a moron? His defense secretary says Trump doesn't respect the Constitution. John Kelly says Trump's the worst person he's ever met. Trump's chief of staff, defense secretary, their Secretary of State, and national security advisors are the one who had the most damning judgments of his competence and character. That is chilling. Who said that?
Tallulah Bankhead.
Oh, no, that, see, that wow. was really a horrible guess and a bad point.
Oh.
George Stephanopoulos.
See, I'm always right. That could have been Tallulah Bankhead.
No, could not in any world have been Tallulah Bankhead.
The kids really know that reference, too.
Yeah, I know. Well, they don't know Snagglepuss either. Snagglepuss hasn't been shown on television in 20 years.
At least.
Bob in Minneapolis. Hello, Bob.
Could have been Tallulah Bankhead was my burlesque dancing name.
There you go. Yes.
I'd like to be the official vilifier of the Stephanie Miller Show, please.
Okay. Oh, right then. We just had an opening. Go ahead.
So I was calling to say, you know why Trump is falling asleep in court? He's falling asleep in court because he's dissociating. It's the only yeah. way for him to escape yeah. the room.
I've heard that.
He doesn't have the emotional capacity to handle what yeah. he's experiencing.
Bob, he's never been subjected to this. He's never yeah. been subjected to anything but people right. sucking up to him
yep.
and being yes people. And he yep. just can't, you know, it's literally the equivalent of going, la, 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 I can't hear you, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. When I started therapy years ago, I used to do it. And so I know what I'm talking about, you know?
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
You fall asleep during therapy sessions to dissociate from it?
How's the therapist? Therapist gets paid either way. He's like, whatever. Yeah. Andrew Weissman said breaking. Whoa. I think when a esteemed prosecutor says, whoa, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said the prosecution has a photo that shows on 1024 Trump was indeed with Schiller just minutes before the call Cohen said he had with both of them, which Blanche had sought to refute. And by the way, the fact that Blanche was so furiously trying to keep the photo out means he knows the call record is the other corroboration, mm-hmm. right? So it's just, Blanche, it's time to go. Okay.
You get to use that line. You're so happy that you get to use that line again.
Constantly.
I never yeah. thought I would need it again.
Right.
Much like math, I never thought I'd use again.
Well,
yeah.
there you go.
All right. My acting and skills, put those two words together in regards to me, is a little bit of a stretch, but acting, quote unquote, skills.
You sold that line.
Sure, I did. It was really the spotlight that gave the drama over my acting.
I love You're making it sound like a middle school production.
I was of middle
bunch
school.
9 year olds.
Yeah.
I was of middle school skills on a college stage. And that theme has continued throughout my life. Okay, this is my favorite. Cohen, I make money by speaking about it. Whether Trump is innocent or guilty is not going to affect whether I speak about it or not. Blanche, heated. The question is whether a conviction benefits you. Cohen, firmly and loudly. The answer is no. If he's not, it gives me more to talk about in the future. Audible reaction in the courtroom.
I just think,
we had a microphone in there for the audible reaction.
Oh, did we? Oh, wow. Thank you for that, Chris. How come that microphone works and not Rachel Maddow's? What the hell?
I don't know, but it's working fine on my computer.
It might be out of phase.
Maybe.
Pardon me? What?
Nothing.
Listen, tech nerd, just whoosh. Deal with this later. What was I saying?
I don't know. Blanche, it's time to go.
No, I think all the prosecutors and all that say juries are good at seeing through people and seeing through both. And Michael Cohen just is who he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he's owned it all already. And I just, you know, from every analysis I've seen that they've made it. I love to, this is how you know it's really bad. Trump. I love this. I don't know. Trump is quoting. Is he quoting the Raven this morning? Trump rages at the judge after courtroom eruption, demands that he end criminal trial forevermore.
Forevermore. Forevermore.
Forevermore. Yeah.
Forevermore.
He's quoting the Raven?
That's yeah. No. Evermore. Is
evermore.
What they, is what they said in the Raven. Forevermore is not a word.
Wow. Chris is in a mood.
Goodness.
I don't like
so all that sucking up to him in Albuquerque. He's gone to his head.
Trump makes me wrinkle my nose.
Hmm. Marie in Atlanta, hello. Our prosecutor, until Fonnie Willis, is available, and then we're going to drop you like a bad habit. Good morning.
And I hope that Fonnie continues to be busy at prosecution.
Yeah, me too.
I got to tell you, these investigations into her are undeniably political. For those who don't recall, the DA in Brunswick, Georgia, wouldn't prosecute the three men, and Enfield shielded them from the murder charges against Ahmaud Arbery, who they killed in cold blood.
Right. Right.
So Fani hadn't done anything like that, but they weren't in a rush to get an investigative committee then.
Yeah.
No, now all of a sudden it's a problem.
It is just, you know, maybe you can explain this to Marie, you know, Marie, but I don't, how are they able to even do this? This, you know, obviously there's a piece about, you know, this trial, maybe in, you know, this whole case may be in jeopardy. If, you know, Fani Willis and the judge don't get reelected today, then who knows what's going to happen, right? The guy running against Fani Willis said some douchey thing like, maybe better to have someone without all the baggage in that job. It's like, what? She doesn't have baggage. She had a personal life.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, I can just scream to the rooftops. It's not a conflict to sleep with someone on your own, you know,
team.
It's like, where is the conflict? The fact that, anyway, this has gone so far.
How is the election looking in Fulton County there, Marie? Do you know?
Thus far, not really clear. I've seen plenty of signs out for Fani, but I haven't really heard a lot. I've heard more about her than I have about the other two people who are running. So,
okay. All right.
You know, again, not really clear how that's going to come out. I would be surprised if she didn't get through the primary at least.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I would be surprised. I think she's got good support.
This is what Rachel Maddow said, because the tech gods are being
mean,
C-wordy to us. Rachel Maddow on what Republicans are doing to Fani Willis. This is Republicans using their political power to try to shut off the legal system, to try to shut off the rule of law here so it cannot be used against their guy, against Trump. I mean, it's what they're doing in New York. It's what they're doing everywhere, Marie, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And not only that, I mean, the fact that they're going after her about her, they're auditing the finances of her office, and you've got Jim Jordan, who's auditing all of the grant funds that have been given to that office.
Yeah.
I mean, this is clearly intended to send the message, if you come after one of ours, we're going to come after you, both barrels blazing.
Yeah.
And that really is what they've done.
Yeah. It's insane. I hope she gets reelected today overwhelmingly, and I hope this case goes forward with that. We are just not going to have a rule of law if this is allowed to every case investigators get to be investigated, right? All right.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, Marie got very quiet there for a minute. You know what that means is I'm extra right.
Chris, tell that to the people.
Who said, this is another reminder of the stakes this November. MAGA is a cancer. The options are either we destroy it or it kills us. It's that simple.
Betty Davis.
No, that was Dean. He has a theme. Dean Obadala.
Oh.
There's a theme that I have over here, and that is fabulous. SiriusXM hosts, the late, great Joe Madison, Dean Obadala. And you're somewhere often.
He's in the 1940s. Movies. He's in the 1940s.
Okay. And John Cooper says, just like Trump chickened out in the end after he swore he'd testify at his trial, he'll never debate Biden. Trump knows that without a teleprompter, he can't string two sentences together. If he debates, he'll drop 10 points in the poll. Trust me, Trump will come up with some excuse not to debate. It sure seems like that. Mm-hmm. Like demanding a Biden drug test. And oh, my God, everything he says is a lie and a projection. We'll ask Noel Castler when he's on again shortly about Trump's lifelong drug addiction.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, if they want a drug test, I say do it to both of them.
Yeah. Ugh, I mean, it's just, but I, you knew that, of course, he's like, oh, I want to testify, I'm not allowed to. It's just, you know, he's going to make something up. Oh, Biden won drug tests, so I'm not going to do it. Blah, blah, blah. He's such a liar. Okay. And by the way, I posted a picture of me from 10 years ago with President Biden, just because Lindy Lee and I were, you know, talking and texting pictures. And so I just said, you know, still riding with Biden. You know, from 10 years ago or whatever. Maggots are mean.
Yeah, they are.
But it goes to what Valerie Plame said. There's just some alternate reality where every comment you could tell that was from a right winger was about him being like a pedophile or a crook or something gross and sexual. And like it was. But Valerie Plame was saying that when you talk to Trump voters. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll even admit some things about him, but then we'll be like, oh, but, you know, Biden crime family. just based on stuff that's completely not true. The Bidens have been charged with absolutely nothing, despite 11 billion years in public service.
You know the vetting that had to go with Biden, with Obama picking him as his VP.
Yes.
The vetting that had to go.
But there's some reality that for maggots where Joe Biden is a lifelong criminal and pedophile. It's just what? Okay. Anyway, and thanks for the nice comments about me. A-holes. Okay. I'm not posting another picture of myself ever.
You're in a controversial industry. You attract controversy, so people are going to criticize you in very mean ways.
Super mean.
don't read them.
I can't tell you how many times I got called. I've been called the F word.
Well, you are a cur. I'm sorry. Oh, not that one?
No,
different F1.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The other one.
Oh.
Yeah, I've been told many times to get AIDS and die.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
They
all seem nice.
You know,
they're sweet.
You just gotta,
they're good Christians, aren't they?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, we are Christians by our love, by our love. Didn't you have a Catholic school song you wanted to sing this time?
It was Baptist Sunday School.
Oh.
Yeah. Somewhere in outer space, God has prepared a place for those who trust Him and obey.
Oh, own it! Sing out, sing out, Louise.
That's all I remember.
Sing out, Louise.
That's all I remember. No.
He was hiding his voice.
Smile, baby. Sing out, Louise.
See, now we're doing old timey. See, we're doing a Ethel Merman.
Yeah, you don't want me singing.
We're doing old timey Lula Bankhead references.
Ethel Merman.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Jody, for getting that.
Is that from Gypsy?
Yes.
Yes.
You never saw Gypsy?
Anyway, my point is they should rewrite that song for today's right-wing Christians, and they will know we are Christians by our hate, and they'll know we are. Oh, it's late.
We're late.
Okay, 50 minutes. No more Catholic
songs. Please stop.
Please clap.
51 minutes after the hour now. This portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein. Let me tell you what. Chris Lavoie is a walking advertisement. He got a standing ovation just for walking, which it's hard to believe he can walk with that many muscles. But thank you, Power Life High Impact Protein. The power of protein. Just saying, Tony Horton, the P90X guy, got shingles, thought he was down and out. Now he's 65, looking and feeling amazing. He discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. I mean, we all exercise. We all recommend it. But high impact protein is available in whey or plant protein, helps you supercharge your muscle growth, boost energy, and help you slim down even without exercise, right? Some people are coming back from illness or whatever, helps you supercharge your muscle growth without having to spend hours in the gym. I'm not looking at anyone in particular that has to spend hours and hours in the gym.
You spend an hour a day.
All right. I'm just looking for a fight this morning.
I know.
MyPowerLife.com. Type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Or go right to MyPowerLife.com. Use the code fitness.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm glad you're passionate. I just hope you're not riling people up with your show.
OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready-cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave. Bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need, vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal. world. Well, the Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to put a smile on the big guy's face this summer with hand-selected gift packages starting at just $89. Go to omahasteaks.com, use the promo code Stephanie at checkout for an additional discount when you shop gourmet gift packages for Father's Day. Every steak, every entree is flash frozen, vacuum sealed, ready to prepare whenever your dad wants to grill. Omaha Steaks knows exactly what dads want, steak. This Father's Day, give him an experience he'll always remember. Mouth-watering steaks and a reason to think about you. From dad jokes to skin knees, your dad is one of a kind, right? This Father's Day, show him all the love with Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use that promo code Stephanie at checkout for exclusive savings on gift packages starting at, yes, you heard me right, just $89. He's guaranteed to love it. The most mouth-watering steaks, the best side dishes. Dad is going to love you so much. Go to omahasteaks.com. Don't forget the promo code is Stephanie.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires, you could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
I want to report a bear sighting.
Location?
My front door.
Oh, really? And did the bear knock or use the doorbell?
He used the doorbell. It was Smokey Bear.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, my husband was burning leaves in the yard. He just came inside for a second.
Not a good idea.
Smokey said the same thing. He said to never leave a fire unattended because it could lead to a wildfire.
Yeah, but if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
Smokey said that too.
We go way back. I knew him when he was just a cub.
Oh, how cute.
Rangers are many things, ma'am, but cute isn't one of them. Have a nice day. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Net. Sweet, sweet. Yeah. Math. I never thought I'd need it later in life, but here, do your quick math.
Yeah.
The less your business spends on operations on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Oh, I guess, Truth Social? I guess they hadn't heard of this.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's too bad. They lost over $300 million in the first quarter.
And only brought in $700,000 and some change.
Yeah. Donald, NetSuite. Check into it. It's almost like he's not that good a businessman.
Hmm.
Huh. Okay. Who'd have thunk?
Huh. Higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, all into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, reduce IT costs. It lives in the cloud. Hi, NetSuite. How you doing? No hardware required. Access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems, improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Do it. Do the math. By popular demand, they've extended their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time. NetSuite.com/Miller. 58 minutes after the hour, Charlie Pierce and Tristan Snell, all coming up on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by the executive director of Wisconsin Policy Forum, Rob Henkin. We'll be talking about how communities pay for our most treasured cultural assets.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.